Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. About an hour from now, we're going to tell you exactly how this show is done. We have a news story here that I think you'll find very interesting. Chris Norton, a 28-year-old telemarketer, has been receiving a little bit of flack in the press for an event that a self-proclaimed world record. And I know you were able to get in touch with this guy this morning, Mike. Do we have him on the line yet? Okay, good, because we didn't know whether we'd be able to talk with him. He was working. He works out of his office in Redondo Beach. He is planning an event for Sunday at near the Santa Monica Pier. This is a self-proclaimed world record because nobody has ever attempted this as a world record. You want to make love to 168 consecutive women in one day. Is that correct, Chris?
Yes, sir. That's primarily, Mr. Henry, what my goal is going to be, and that's what we're going to be doing on Sunday near the Santa Monica Pier. This is to commemorate the Oklahoma City bombing, which took the lives of 168 people, and nobody has ever done it before. My manager, Lance Germain, who I think contacted your office.
What is it? This is your manager?
Yes, sir.
What's his name?
It's Lance Germain.
Oh, this is the guy you talked to, Mike? Okay.
He will be there to videotape each session, and I will autograph the videotape for women to take home. Women can have a video or not, only copies, so they don't have to worry. We're not going to sell it. It's not going to be on the internet. We will destroy it if they don't want a copy. Another thing, there's going to be a picture of me outside the Blast of Love tent.
All right, well, okay, Chris, I can tell you're a little bit nervous, and that's okay.
I haven't had a lot of response from the press on it yet.
Well, that's okay. I need to ask you a couple of questions here, though, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Because you said something that I wasn't aware. You want to commemorate the Oklahoma City bombing.
That is correct. I think tomorrow, or today is the anniversary, and we did not want this weekend to pass without people remembering 168 people die. And what we want to try and do is make it an event that people can look at now and say, well, yeah, 168 people died, but some good may have come out of it. And
how do you figure good will come out of our remembering the Oklahoma City bombing by you making love to 168 women?
That's a good question, but I think it's kind of evident. It's obvious that what we're doing is we're turning it into love, and we're not letting the hate take us over. That's why we call our tent the Blast of Love. When the Oklahoma City bombing took place, that was a blast that blew up people. Now the blast will be the Blast of Love.
Well, the complaint that you had is that you didn't get any press attention, and I saw a couple of items in local newspapers that gave you some attention. It was negative.
Well, it's all negative because nobody understands it. But I think it's unfair for the press, even the adult press, to completely ignore it from a positive standpoint. No man has ever attempted a feat like this. Women have, but that was for a porn movie. We are not going to be doing this for public consumption. We will be in a tent on the beach. We will have what's called the Blast of Love tent set up near the pier at Santa Monica. We'll have an area roped off where a line can be for the women that want to make history. And there'll be a picture of me that was taken by Lance Germain of me getting out of the shower so the women can get ready.
And let me ask something, Chris. What makes you think women are going to line up to make love? 168 women, we did the math before you got on the air. That means you got to make love to one woman every 8 minutes.
That's correct, sir, for 24 solid hours.
24 straight hours. And
it's an endurance test, there's no doubt about it.
And you have the self-confidence.
Sir, I don't want to even get into it. Yeah, I'm very, very confident. I'm very, very confident. Yes, sir.
You're very confident you can do this?
Yes, sir.
All right, now let's get to the level of taste. Do you think this is the right thing? I realize this is in Los Angeles. People are trying all kinds of goofy things. You want to set a record. I understand that. Do you think this is the right thing to commemorate this Oklahoma City bombing anniversary?
In what sense?
Well, in the sense that you're making love to women in a tent on the beach when 168 people died. So each one of these women sort of represents a dead person. Is that it?
No. I mean, you know.
You call this the Blast of Love tent.
Yeah, because we want to commemorate the sacrifice. 168 people gave their lives for our country, and just like they have done down through time. And like what happened in Oklahoma City, obviously it can blow a lot of people up. We need to be aware of that.
Well, what are you making love to women for?
Because, Mr. Henry, what Oklahoma City showed us is the danger of explosions and what can happen if you are blown up. I mean, I don't understand your question.
But my question is, why this? Why this?
Well, because it's what I do. I mean, it's what I do. I mean, that's my talent. Everybody has a talent, and my father always said, do what you do best. And what I do best is just to, you know, I'm very sassy, and a lot of women think that I'm very sassy. And
so what you do best is make love to women, and you're going to do this to commemorate Oklahoma City.
That's correct. But again, Mr. Henry, I think you need to understand, we have to understand how dangerous explosions are and what can happen, like what happened in Oklahoma City, obviously can blow up a lot of people, and we need to be aware of that. And with all that going on, the press isn't covering, even though I sent out hundreds of press releases. I think that shows a lack of compassion on the press.
All right, Chris Norton is with us.
The explosion on the building was bad, but an explosion of love is good.
Okay, Chris Norton is 28 years of age. He's a telemarketer from Redondo Beach. He plans on setting up a tent outside the Santa Monica Pier on Sunday and making love to 168 straight women. 168 women straight, I should say.
I don't care if they're not straight or not.
Yeah, okay, fine. I misspoke. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And this is to commemorate the bombing of Oklahoma, the federal building in Oklahoma City. 168 women because 168 people died. Who are these women you're going to make love to?
Excuse me?
Who are the women you're going to make love to?
Well, that's just it. That's why we're announcing it on your radio show and in the press. We want any woman who wants to have a good time can come on down, and I will make love to you. I only have 8 minutes to do it in, but...
Can women go around for a second?
Yes, sir, they can. They can get back in line after they have the first time and go back to the back and get back in line again. But we plan on making love to 168 consecutive women on Sunday.
And when does this start?
It's going to start right at midnight on Sunday morning.
And it goes all the way till midnight Monday?
Midnight Monday. And also we will be screening the entrance. The tent will be decorated with animal prints. We have some soothing massage music. Here's an example of some of the music that we're going to be playing. Turn it down, Lance. Okay, can you hear that, Mr. Henry?
Yes. What's that?
That's the massage music.
That's massage music. Okay. And you also said that you're going to be buying some. I don't know what it was. You said candles.
Some candles, yeah, and also.
Now you mentioned that you're going to be screening women.
We will, because I don't think I should be working that hard boinking a bush pig when in fact I'm doing all the work. So, I mean, men do all the work when it comes to sass. So, what's your question?
You're going to be screening women for their looks. Is that it? And you said something about boinking a bush pig.
Yeah, because...
I mean, why, you know...
Well, because men do all the work when it comes to sex. So I'm going to be working really hard. But one thing we do ask the women to do, Mr. Ernie, if I make an announcement...
Go ahead.
Would you please bring mouthwash and deodorant? Because...
All right. Because of their personal hygiene.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of the women...
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. If you want to commemorate the Oklahoma City bombing... You can do it by going down to Santa Monica Pier this weekend, and Chris will be there in the Blast of Love tent. He's going to make love to 168 women consecutively. And this guy says he hasn't been getting any notice in the press, only negative comments. Well, there you go. 1-800-449-8686. He also said that he's got... Now, you have a copy of that, Craig. He calls this massage music that they're going to be playing... That's great. And also, please bring mouthwash and deodorant. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. This is the show you've been hearing so much about. With us is Chris Norton. He is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach who on Sunday wants to commemorate the Oklahoma City bombing by making love to 168 women consecutively in a tent that he calls the Blast of Love tent near the Santa Monica Pier. And you mentioned that women will be screened for their looks. You want them to bring mouthwash and deodorant. And you really think you're going to have at least 168 women lined up, Chris?
Well, Mr. Henry, the reason why I'm on your show, the reason why I'm doing a lot of press is to let people know that this is not, that I am very sexy and that I am good looking, that women will not be disappointed. Also, if you show up, like I said, at the Blast of Love tent, there'll be a large picture of me that was taken of me as I was getting out of the shower. Women can see how good looking I am. And
this has to do with the Oklahoma City bombing because you want to bring love and...
Yeah, I would show people that that it's not about... We can now start thinking about good things. I believe I'm one of the good things they can think about.
You making love to these women?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. This is Laura on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just would like to say that, first of all, these people in Oklahoma City did not give their lives for their country. They had their lives taken from them. They were murdered by a man who wanted attention for his cause. When you give your life for your country, you willingly lay it down. You aren't surprised and attacked by a terrorist.
Well, that's right, Laura. I mean, these people died for America, basically.
Well, they did die in America, and I'm sure they were all great patriots. They did not willingly give their lives down. And furthermore, if the family of these people knew what this guy was trying to do and tie what his own need for attention, and obviously has a massive ego, to their sorrow and pain, they would be appalled.
Chris, your comment?
Well, I agree with the lady that it's bad that they died, and I'm sorry. But I think we need to draw attention to the fact that they were blown up. And if I can make people feel good by having, sex with them, then that's good, as opposed to feeling bad.
And so what are you like, for on Sunday, you're going to make 168 women forget how sad they are about the bombing?
Yes, sir, basically, yes. And this lady, Laura, I don't know, are you married, or I don't know what your situation is, but I would invite you down to San Monica Pier, to partake of the sexuality is all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad to hear you call it sexuality because it has nothing to do with love. And if you think that 168 women are going to line up for this, they are the bottom of the barrel because most women want to be loved and cared for. They don't want to just have somebody screw them.
Well, first of all, I don't know if I'll get 168 women, but you can go back in line and go again. So... And the other thing is, you say sex is not love. I would strongly disagree because a lot of the women I've had sex with believe that I love them. So
right. And then they're hurt later to find out that you really don't.
What's that, ma'am?
I'm sure that they're absolutely devastated later to find out that you really don't, that you just use them for your own means.
Well, let me ask a question here. You're going to be making love to 168 women 24 hours. That's like one woman every 8 minutes. How is that feasible?
We have four cots that are going to be in the tent, and women, I mean, I don't know how graphic you want me to be.
Well, I'll dump it if it's too graphic.
The women come in and disrobe. They then get on the cots on their hands and knees. We figure that's the quickest way. So, like I said, Laura, if you are available and you want to help the healing begin over Oklahoma City, please come down there. I could do 2 and 8 minutes a couple times, but that would free some time for a nap. But
okay, Laura, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. This is Lillian on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Lillian, hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that I think this is disgusting. I think that on the pretense of making love to women, to honor the dead in Oklahoma City is insane. I also think that you have 168 chances of picking up AIDS.
I'm sorry?
I also think that you have 168 chances to pick up AIDS.
Well, I won't, because I will be wearing protection. What the women are doing is their business.
I mean, whatever you want to do is fine. However you want to get your kicks is fine.
Well, I would say to you, Lillian, I mean, you are more than welcome to come down to Santa Monica Pier on Sunday and partake of the sets.
Oh, please. It would take more than 8 minutes to please me in the first place. The second place
That's with some of the men you've been with, okay? You've tried the rest. Now try the best.
I'm not even going to get into discussing with you. I just think it's insane for you to do this under the pretense of Oklahoma City bombing.
Look at Chris, a lot of women are calling and saying that you're just trying to get laid under the pretense.
Mr. Henry, I could go to Rusty Pelican. I could go down to any bar in L.A. on a Friday night and any woman. Okay, this is something more important to me. This is about helping people heal.
Then why do you have to make love to women that you don't even know? Why not have a food drive or a money drive and send money to the family and something
because
like that?
This is what I do. It's what I do very well. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to use my talent the best way I know how. And I don't. And I'm not just screwing them. I do care for each one as they come in. I mean, I don't remember who they all are, but I think it's, you know, they're to be commended for coming down to have sex.
Commended to come down and have sex? Dude, the world you live in, man, is like some world. It's like some looking glass, you know? What are you talking about, man? I mean,
what?
What? Come down and make love and commemorate the bombing on all fours on four cots. You got mouthwash and deodorant available?
Okay, I did not call this program to make fun of, and I think the two of you ought to be ashamed that you laugh about the people that died in Oklahoma.
That's not what I'm laughing about.
No.
I'm laughing at your
ridiculous. Yeah, we are not.
No, the two of you think it's funny, and I'm trying to commemorate the Oklahoma explosion.
No, absolutely not. You're trying to have sex with 168 women.
Yes, to commemorate the people that got blown up.
No, if you wanted to commemorate the people, you would do anything other than that.
Well, that's what makes a horse race. Everybody's got a different opinion.
Yeah, that's great, man.
That's why they put rubber on the end of pencils.
That's why they put rubber on the end of pencils. Thank you very much, Lillian. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Candy on the Phil Henry Show. Candy?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This guy is absolutely just sick. He's a total dog.
I've been on the show exactly a half hour. I have not insulted nobody. I've not said nothing about nobody. I've been called a dog and everything else.
Okay,
you don't even know me, you know? If you saw me, you'd probably want to take your clothes off.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
okay, you don't have enough money in the world for me to even meet you. Okay, you're not lucky enough to meet me.
This is not about me having to pay you, okay?
Okay, look at Chris. Let's just say you're the hottest thing on two legs. You're the hottest-looking guy going. What's a woman want to stand around at midnight in the cold wind, with you know, waiting to go into a tent to have sex with you?
Because 168 people gave their lives when they got blown up.
Okay, for one, they didn't give their lives. Their life was taken. So what do you think commemorating or sleeping with 168 women has to do with commemorating the people that lost their lives? Okay,
because
I had a friend that died.
We're trying to make...
You're making an absolute mockery of this whole thing.
Okay, you had a friend that died?
Yes.
What if you come down there, I have sex with you, and we make a new baby?
I don't think so.
The one that died.
See, I have a husband.
Wait a second. Now you're telling me that you're having sex with these women to create new babies?
To create the 168 that gave of their life.
Okay, how are you going to do that? I mean, you're wearing condoms,
hello,
correct?
It's called SAS. What?
You're wearing condoms, correct?
If you say you want to create a baby, then I guess I'll have to take it off.
Oh, no. See, I have a husband, okay? There's no way I would ever come down there. Second of all,
you cannot
like
make
you
it down Sunday
me,
night.
Excuse me?
You can't. You say you can't make it down Sunday night?
Oh, there's no way. I wouldn't give
Why
you the
not?
Time of day.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're making an absolute mockery of the people that lost their lives. Okay, they didn't give
a
their
mockery?
Lives. Their lives was taken.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We'll continue with this mockery. The mockery. Chris Norton on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to dial into the Phil Hendry Show. I am Phil Hendry. With me is Chris Norton, 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, with the idea that on Sunday he's going to begin at midnight making love to 168 women consecutively to commemorate the victims in the Oklahoma City bombing. There's something about, and this is an endurance test. You're going to make love to one woman every 8 minutes. Beyond, Mr. Norton, the obvious complaints that you've heard people utter and the ones that come from me about sex commemorating the deaths of these people, what's this stuff about women have to bring mouthwash and deodorant, and the comment that you made to me that you're going to be screening the women for looks? And it,
yes, sir. That's,
and you made the comment you don't want to be boinking any bush pigs.
Well, okay, I do apologize for that.
Do you think maybe you just kind of overstepped your bounds there a little bit?
I am sorry. What I meant to say was that, yes, I do want to be honest about it. Lance Germain, who's my personal manager, is going to be going down the line and, you know, sort of looking the women up and down. I mean, I don't think there's anybody in your audience, nor none of the women that might come down, that would fault me for not wanting to, you know, do the do with a two-bag or even a single-bagger.
And what do you mean a two-bag or a single-bagger?
Well, I mean, I mean,
women that aren't good-looking.
Yeah, I mean, if you recall in Studio 54, there was a rope. And the rope at Studio 54 kept the people out. Lance will be the guy who mans the rope, I guess.
Boinking a bush pig, two-bagger and three-bagger. Dude, I don't know how you're going to get any women down there. You've got a manner about you that is decidedly anti-woman.
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. I love women, and I am sexual.
Okay, let me take a phone call here with Chris and his commemoration there. Let's have 168 women. That's one woman every 8 minutes, by the way. Leanna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
I can do that, too. That's not no problem.
Go ahead, Leanna.
I just want to just make a comment and let you know what you're doing is a total insult to these families. And it's a disgrace that you're using such a tragedy for your own kicks and your pervertedness.
That's not my kiss. Okay, that's
just
that's to commemorate sexuality.
Commemorate sexuality,
right?
What might have been? Do with death?
All those people died. They might have had sex if they didn't.
Okay.
Well, that's all I'm saying, and I think that people need to keep that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How far did you go in school?
Okay, that's a trick question.
No, a trick question? How far did you go in school? Did you graduate from high school?
I dropped out my freshman year in high school because I wanted to pursue other business interests.
Yeah, and you're using that as a commemorative.
Can you come down on Sunday night? I can show you what I'm talking about.
Any woman that would participate in what you're doing
is
just as bad as you.
Have you got kids?
Oh, I have three kids.
Ooh.
In fact, you can hear them in the background.
Yeah,
and I have a newborn.
No,
and
don't bother.
And I look at him as I hear you saying, you know, these women, we can make babies. It's
well,
just totally sick.
You've had three kids, so don't bother.
Oh, she shouldn't.
No, you ain't. That's fine.
Oh, honey, I can pull any man I want to, but that's not the point.
That's right. With your
believe
screen,
me, I'm
was
still
that
100 pounds looking good.
Hey, Leanna, was that a screen door I heard shutting out there on the porch? I mean, just exactly where do you live anyway?
Never mind. Leanna, thank you for your call, and good luck with your family. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Polly on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you? I just tuned in. I've been just listening for about the last 10 minutes. I think I've kind of got the idea of what's going on. I'm just curious, though. You know, when I think about commemorating a death, bringing the death of 168 people.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute. Will you quit that breathing?
What?
I can hear you breathing.
I have a sinus condition.
Yeah, I know, but I can hear you breathing. Please move away from the phone. Go ahead, Polly.
I guess when I think about the idea of commemorating the deaths of 168 men, women, and children, I could see possibly naming a park after them.
Wait. Are you choking or something?
What?
I'm listening to you breathing. It sounds like you're choking to death.
No, I have a sinus condition.
Okay, go ahead, Polly.
I guess.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Man.
Is he dying? Should we call 911?
Hey, bush pig. Just
okay, that's it. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686 was the number of the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, and I'd just like to say this is a family show, and a lot of the things that we do on our program, yeah, turn it off. You know, that whole adult music thing? At my house now, the kids do this. They go, whacka, 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 whacka. And I said, what is that whacka, whacka? It's like a wah-wah guitar. Well, you know, that's the kind of music that they play on, like, adult movies. How do you know? Where'd you hear that? Try to pin them down when they know they're in trouble. They're not really in trouble. When you're trying to get information that they know they shouldn't give you, boy, can they really get evasive. They're sitting there going, whacka, whacka, whacka. That's supposed to mean a good-looking girl. Why? Because that's the music that they play in adult movies. It sounds like this. In other words, really bad, crappy, wah-wah guitar playing. Okay, this is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We just got this news bulletin. And I want to share it with all of you guys because we are among the first to get it. The Los Angeles Dodgers have changed owners, key players, their manager, and general manager this year. Their hope is that the latest move is a stable one. They have named Kevin Malone as their new general manager. Malone, 41, who held the same post for the Montreal Expos in 94-95, was also an assistant under the Baltimore Orioles, and he has been named the new general manager. According to Tommy Lasorda, I think this job belongs to a younger man. I'm handing the baton to Kevin. I wish him a great deal of success. I'll always be there for him if he needs me. Bob Graziano, of course, the president of the Dodgers, said he's an experienced baseball man. He's been a player, a coach, a scout, and a successful general manager. His knowledge of the game, in addition to his track record of building winning teams and strengthening his scouting and minor league systems, all combine to make this guy the very best possible candidate. And I know that he will be successful for many, many years to come, said Bob Graziano in hiring Kevin. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. He was fired today. I thought he was hired. All right, so Bob Graziano didn't say that stuff today. He said that, I'm terribly sorry, Kevin Malone was canned today as the general manager of the Dodgers. He wasn't hired. And Bob Graziano, by the way, isn't far behind him in that, isn't that right? Oh, you mean he has been canned? Okay. Oh, and rehired again. Can I get some news that's fresh? So what you're telling me now is he wasn't just hired and hasn't been handed the baton for many years of successful stewardship of the LA Dodgers. He was just booted out the door? Oh, I got you. Okay, so I apologize. We got that one wrong. Little bit. Got my information wrong here. He hasn't been hired. He's been fired. All right. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the fact that Kevin Malone hasn't been hired. He's been canned, actually. I had a whole hour that I prepared on the great days to come for Dodger baseball. Not that I'm a baseball fan, but I was going to do a whole thing on it and talk about it, and now I find out that the guy's been fired, so I'm going to have to talk about how much I hate his guts, because I was going to say how much I loved him and respected him, but now that he's fired, I'd like to, in other words, dump a bucket of manure on him and run him out of town on a rail. I'm sure you'll forgive me. I'm sure you understand. As news breaks quickly, we try to cover it the best way we know how here on the Phil Hendry Show. Naturally, I was going to tell you I thought Kevin Malone was the greatest baseball mind of the century. Now that I know he's been fired, I simply want to say I think he's scum and garbage, and I hope he dies in an automobile accident soon on his way out of town. Naturally, I didn't know he was going to be fired. I thought he was just hired. Had I known that he... Okay. So Kevin Malone was fired, and the reason why he was fired, I am told he threatened to beat up a Padre fan. Isn't that grounds for actually giving a guy a promotion? I don't know. What's going on there at Dodger Stadium? What is that? You know, there was a day when you threatened to beat up a Padre fan, they'd freaking give you the key to the city around here. He got fired? Man, I don't know where I live anymore, dude. I don't know where I live anymore. The guy goes to a ball game where there's a bunch of San Diego Padre fans, does the absolute natural thing, threatens to kick one of their rear ends, and he gets fired? That's like, oh, hi, I showed up for work on time. Well, you're fired. Why? Because you're here on time. Oh, okay, I get it. See ya. Yeah, give me the keys to your office. All right. He was doing his job. He threatened to beat up a Padre fan at Qualcomm Stadium. All the better. I remember when I went down to Jack Murphy Stadium. It used to be called Jack Murphy Stadium. I was down there as a young, rough-and-tumble 20-year-old with a big banner. I carried this banner through the outfield bleachers at Murphy or whatever the hell they called it, at the Murph, that said the Padres suck, and I had, like, a Dodger helmet on. I got pelted with all kinds of crap. It was great. Oh, yeah, me and my buddy the Swede. The Swede and I carried a banner that said the Padres blow, and what do you want to do about it, or something like that. And when I woke up 3 days later, I just was so proud of myself as I lay there in a pool of my own blood and vomit. And it was great. So, you know, Kevin Malone came to town and thought he'd bring a little baseball, a little baseball butch to this town. Went down to Qualcomm. Some kid is opening his big yap on Gary Sheffield. And I guess that's what fans get to do. I don't know. Where do you take it? And where's the line, you know? I've been to ball games with some guys yelling in my ear, and I finally got to turn around. Well, you shut up. Naturally, he doesn't, but at least I make the effort. And I've been to games when I've been the guy that people told to shut up. That's what happens when you don't cut beer sales off in the seventh inning. So he goes down there, and some guy is running his mouth about Sheffield, and he says, shut your mouth, and he gets canned for it. This organization is like no... It's no Dodger organization I know, and I recognize that many of you are not Dodger fans, and I can fully understand that, because I'm not either, not anymore. Not because I particularly have any distaste for the Dodgers. It's the whole game of baseball sucks. Well, who wants to go see baseball, man, when I got arena football kicking off its 16th season? But when I read this thing about Malone getting blown out because he told some guy to pound it up his rear end sideways up left... And it was a Padre fan, and I said, and they didn't make him God, they didn't make him president of the team, they didn't give him 50% ownership in the ball club, they fired him. I was completely lost. I was agog and aghast on that one. So I'm sorry that I got that information wrong. I thought he was hired and was being hailed as a great mind, when in point of fact, he's crap and is fired. I'm sure you can understand the mistake that I made. We all make those mistakes. You sort of compress the time from they hire a guy to the time that they fire a guy. And I would love to trot out every single article that was ever written about any guy brand new to any job, you know, any job in sports. Like, I don't know, whatever. Like when Fox bought the Dodgers, weren't they writing articles about how great this was going to be? They were going to spend a lot of money, and this guy, whatever his name was, who's the guy with the funny-looking Peter Chernin, the guy with the weird-looking mustache? And isn't there a guy there named Chase something? Chevy Chase, didn't he buy the team? And guys like that, and they said, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Here we are 3 years later, this team's 7-8, and they suck beyond all recognition. And it's good for baseball in L.A. It's great because these teams were too good for too long. They need to stink it out now for, let's say, how long have the Cubs sucked? Let's say another 70 years. How about, I'll be an old man there in the bleachers waving feebly my little Dodger banner going, well, I remember when they had Willie D. And then I just face forward onto the cement. That's where I want to go, with next to the old lady that's up there in the pavilion knitting after, you know. Hey, is she still there, man? She's still there? Get out of here. The last time I saw her, I think I was 23. I was in the right field pavilion, and they were just escorting me out. The straw hats were just kicking me out. And there's that little old lady up there knitting her Dodger dogs or whatever. She's knitting a little Dodger weenie holder or something. Mike tells me she is not alive, but she is still there. Okay, Mike, thank you for that information. So we will be following up on that. The little old lady who knits crap up there in the left field pavilion at Dodger Stadium is dead and has been for 6 years, but she's still propped up there with her freaking knitting needles. Thank you. So, you know, life goes on. So I want to get some good seats. I don't want to go out to the pavilion anymore. I want the behind home plate crap, or I absolutely refuse to go to another Dodger game as long as I live. Now, either I get them behind home plate, either I get those sweet seats right off the dugout, or forget it. Remember last year when I asked for tickets to go to a Dodger game from our dear friends here locally in L.A.? And what do you think happened? That was a cluster bang, the likes of which the world has never seen. They said to me, what game do you want to go see, Phil? I said, well, I'd love to go see the blah, 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 blah game. Okay, baby, I gave them 3 months out. 3 months. If you guys will lay these tickets on me, Jesus, you'll be the greatest people since sliced bread. I got the kids all ready to go. I got the family all ready to go. I walk up there. I'm like, you know, they don't know who I am. They don't know who I am. I said, well, I got the children. You know, they're all ready to go. I mean, they're staying home from their friends. They were going to, oh, really? I don't have them. Oh, would you give them to a client? Oh, well, I can certainly understand that. So that's the last time that I ever asked those guys for anything. That's the last time I've ever asked them for anything. I'm not talking about Premier. I'm talking about the guys, the radio station here. Premier, I know, has got the luxury box. And, in fact, the other day I was saying to our dear friend Craig Kitchen, how about giving me some seats for that, you know, a couple of Dodger games there in the Premier box, that really sweet thing down the right field line there. Craig, hey, what do you think? He goes, yeah, you know, Phil, could you take your hand off the jacket? It's $800. You know, can I talk to you tomorrow? Sure, Craig, no problem. Okay, great. Jesus, you sweated on it. Oh, I'm sorry, let me wipe that off for you. And then he was gone. I said, hey, Craig, how about giving me some of those tickets to those Dodger games? You know, you're a great guy. And he's going, is that beer? Do you want a miniature? Because I think that's beer on your breath I smell. Now, he's a great guy, and I'm sure that, you know what we're doing? We're doing Wango Tango. Now, Wango Tango, if you don't know it, features get a load of these baby boomer pleasing acts. Joe, Crystal, Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Lopez, and Ricky Martin. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be there. You want to go, Craig? You can go. You can go with me. You can take my place. No, it's going to be fun. So I said to Craig, Mr. Kitchen, how about some tickets to Wango Tango? He goes, is that grease that you put on my jacket? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Could you take your hands off me? Please, Phil, don't hold on to me. You know, it's like Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas when he walks up to Richard Lewis and says, have you got a 20 spot? And he's breathing freaking Grand Marnier all over him. Yeah, okay. Whatever it takes to make you go away. No, they're really nice guys here, but that other debacle, forget it. I mean, you try to get some comps. I went to the Dodgers directly once. I try to get, you know how I am, guys. I try to get my seats comped. I want free this, free that. I want free everything. I try to get some comp seats out of Dodgers, out of the L.A. Dodger organization. Nosebleed, way up to the very roof. I thought if they're going to give you some free stuff, how about something behind home plate? How about, what's his ass? Bob Graziano's seats. Because he ain't sitting them anymore, is he? Can I have Kevin Malone's seats as long as we're asking about some availabilities? Okay, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Listen to the Phil Henry Show, by the way, if you want to get a copy of our CD, 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. It's the Phil Henry Show.